T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and Jordana, Dave Josephson is back with us today. We're at full strength.
Coming from New York City, by the way. He had a boys' weekend in New York City with the unbelievable weather, because I was in New Jersey as well.
It was 66 degrees and sunny as we walked through Central Park on Sunday afternoon.
Crazy. People in shirt sleeves.
It was unbelievable. I mean, there was, you know, you can rent the little boats and stuff there, and they must have reopened the boat rentals. And, I mean, it was really insane.
What was the most noticeable thing? He said there's one thing that stuck out to him about the trip.
Well, yeah. So one of my friends had never been to New York City, so we said, let's do the whole Times Square thing and walking through Manhattan. And particularly in Times Square, but also all throughout the city, advertisements for TV and movies were everywhere. I mean, yes, Times Square, all the big screens, but then like taxi cabs, the sides of buses, street corners, billboards, there was so much, an overwhelming amount of advertisement for TV, whether it was Netflix or the networks or movies, all over the place. It was really surprising to me.
It's an arms race.
Yeah, and with huge budgets.
530 separate television series right now between streaming and cable and over-the-air broadcast. 530, that's more than double what they had 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, they said, not all these shows can be successful. There's going to be a day of reckoning. The bubble will burst. It hasn't burst.
No, and the quality is terrific. But I got to be honest, ever since, you know, the last Golden Globes or the Emmys, I started watching some of the shows on streaming.
You were telling me about, I was going to watch Fleabag until I got a review from you, and now I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Well, Fleabag won all of the awards, and I'll be interested to hear, Tim Lammers is joining us in just a minute, I'll be interested to hear what he says. It won all these awards. That woman who created it, she wrote it, created it, she stars in it, she's adorable. I started watching it, and it's all about sex. Her trying to find men to have sex with, her talking to us, she addresses the camera in the middle of the sex.
But it's not sex as part of a healthy relationship.
No, it's just
gratuitous kind of depravity, right?
Yes. And literally, she was in the middle of a sex act as she was addressing the camera. And my husband looks at me. He's like, I don't want to see this.
I'm done.
I'm not interested. Yeah. He goes, we don't know anybody like that.
What are you laughing about?
Just goes to bars looking to do that. I mean, Tim, am I right?
Were you
this?
Picturing that in your mind?
It's too much sex.
It is. Well, yeah, you know what? That series needs a huge warning on the top, because the first bit of dialogue ends in a shocking revelation, and it just gets crazier from there. But if you do watch both seasons, and they're very short, they're short episodes, everything will begin to make sense, what the mindset is of this particular person.
Okay. Well, I guess not short enough, because I couldn't get through it because of all the sex.
Like she's self-medicating with sex.
Right? And okay, disclaimer, I love sex. You know me, I always say nobody ever went to their grave saying they had too much sex. I think everybody should be having more, except not her. She's having enough.
Wow.
Hold on, Tim. Let us introduce you properly. Tim's streaming reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That was a fun lead-in for you.
Yeah, there you go.
So we love these segments, and I still love going to the theater, still love going to the movies, but, you know, most of us are sitting home and we're streaming, and so I really appreciate these Tuesday streaming sessions. And you've got two good ones today. Let's start with Dracula on Netflix.
Blood is everything you need. Only in blood do we find the truth. And I will find it.
On the blue moon I saw you. So soon you'll take me.
There is a corruption passing through this world.
I wish to know everything that occurred in the time you spent with him.
He is a monster. He is the devil himself.
Sounds like a fun guy.
He's got a nice personality, though. Yeah.
I thought we were done with these vampires, but they're back now.
No.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, especially when we had those awful, awful Twilight movies a few years ago, I thought, has this genre just been done to absolute death? But then my oldest son caught this first, and he said, Dad, you really have to see it. He knows that I love movie monsters, and I have to tell you, I was completely shocked at how terrific this series is. It totally reinvents the Dracula legend.
Really?
You have the framework there. You have Dracula. You have Jonathan Harker and Mina. You have Renfield and Van Helsing. But it's brought to you in a much different way. And the writing on it is terrific. It's got actual humor in it. Of course, there's lots of blood. There's gore in it. This is a hard R sort of Dracula. But at the same time, again, it just feels so fresh. It's something that we needed. A couple of weeks ago, we talked on my movie segment about they brought The Grudge back. And it was the same movie. It didn't do anything to reinvent that film series. This totally reinvents Dracula, but in a sort of way that will get you excited to see vampire movies again.
Wow, that's high praise.
But don't watch this with your mama. Right?
No.
Okay.
No, you do, unless your mom happens to be a monster movie fan. But again, this is actually a BBC/Netflix collaboration. A lot of actors we don't know are in this thing, but they are so good. This Dutch actor, his name is Klaus Bang, is Dracula. Another one, Dolly Wells. She plays this character named Sister Agatha. And she's not your everyday average nun here. She carries wooden stakes around in her satchel. So
You never know when you'll need one of those. Yeah.
You never do. You never do. But again, brilliant writing, great effects, brilliant everything. It was 3 1.5-hour segments or episodes. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's not brought up, broken up into 10 episodes. It's it's like 3 mini movies in a way, hour and a half films. And they are all completely fascinating.
Okay, that was Dracula on Netflix. The next streaming show on Apple TV, Truth Be Told.
Poppy Parnell is an investigative journalist whose career was made on a very high-profile case.
Open to...
Through her writing, she had a boy from a very affluent neighborhood tried as an adult.
16-year-old Warren Cave was taken into custody.
He was ultimately found guilty of murdering his neighbor. And 19 years later, she has to face whether or not she helped to send an innocent man to prison.
Oh, boy. Is this based on a true story?
No, but it is kind of based on the whole idea of true crime podcasts.
Okay.
Octavia Spencer plays this San Francisco Chronicle journalist who 19 years earlier wrote this story, pretty much damning this 16-year-old kid as some affluent teen that he did it, you know, open and shut. But she ignored certain things about the case. Well, 19 years later, new evidence comes about. Where she's, when she's revealed, that is revealed to her, she starts to question, did I do the right thing? Now she's a true crime podcaster. So she reopens the case in her own investigative way and tries to find out if this guy really is innocent. Now, the guy is played by Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. So you got terrific acting across the board. Yeah, it is really a fascinating series on Apple TV Plus. Sort of went under the radar, and I don't know why that is. I think because The Morning Show has been getting so much praise and press and awards consideration and everything else like that. But this is a terrific series, especially if you love that true crime sort of stuff.
Okay. All right, Tim. Lots to think about. Thank you. We need a couple new shows. Tim will be joining us again on Friday for his streaming movie. Oh, no, sorry. Not streaming. Movie reviews.
Regular movies. Yep.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim's reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorney seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at Minnesota Personal Injury.
By the way, when I think Sacha Baron Cohen, I think of Borat. Okay, and he nailed that part. But I'm watching The Spy on Netflix.
Amazing.
Incredible series, and again, based on a true story. If you're looking for a drama, a period piece, historically accurate, check out The Spy.
Amazing.
It is incredible. I'm up
minute.
To the third episode, but I love it.
Good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.